A stretch of Dublin Bay that's never been accessible to the public is being opened today as part of a new greenway in the capital. The Dublin Port Talca Estuary Greenway will also allow people to safely travel to the port's ferry terminals by bike. So our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari got on her bike for a cycle along the new greenway.
And this area that we're standing on the moment would be part of a city dump and also a large amount of construction, not buildings being knocked, Georgian buildings being knocked in Dublin. We were brought down here and buried here.
Once the city's dumping ground, now Dublin's newest tourist destination. Tucked behind an industrial estate in East Wall, I'm cycling the capital's newest greenway on the perimeter of Dublin Port. My guide for the 2.5 kilometre journey is Lara Joy, who's the Heritage Director of Dublin Port.
So this is part of our commitment to Dublin to open up the port. So what we've created here is a direct link to the two ferry companies, Terminal 1 and 2. It's also designed for people in Dublin to come down and see the port, see how it operates and kind of have a nice day here.
What was here beforehand?
So beforehand, this would have been just the edge of the port. You would have had some trees, but it was an area that no one could come into because there was a large number of yards around this area. So we've opened up the port. The first part of it is about a kilometre of going through a forested area. And then the rest, you're going to get these amazing views of Clontarf, but over as far as Howth and the North Bull Wall.
This is a part of Dublin previously hidden from public view, the preserve of trucks and heavy industry for more than 50 years. Now anyone can access this reclaimed land.
You see the bay now, parts of the bay that you would never see. Does it really open that area?
Most people around Dublin would associate the port with big lorries and trucks. Not a very inviting place to come into. This is an effort to try and encourage people to come to the port.
The key aim of this is to get people to come down. It's also part of Eurovelo 2, which is a route from Poland to eventually to Galway. So when you come off the Holyhead ferries now, you'll be able to completely be off-road and cycle through the port. And the port is very busy. It gets between 4,000 and 5,000 trucks a day. So it's very kind of difficult to be on the roads with not much trucks. So this will give you complete free access through the port safely.
The Greenway will form part of Fáilte Ireland's Dublin Coastal Trail, which is designed to entice visitors to linger longer in the capital.
Caroline O'Keefe, Dublin Manager, Fáilte Ireland. A part of our role in Fáilte Ireland as the development agency is about spreading the economic benefit of tourism. So the Dublin Coastal Trail is a big part of that. A lot of visitors know that we have the mountains, but they wouldn't know that we're beside a UNESCO biosphere. So the Coastal Trail really brings that to light. It runs from Skerries in the north down to Killiney in the south, and it follows the Dart Line all along the coast, but ultimately will include all the greenway. Especially since the pandemic, we've seen a real shift in visitors wanting to get outdoors. They want to explore the city from a different perspective, and they want to get out and meet local Dubliners, and they can do this on this greenway.
The Dublin Port Talca Estuary Greenway is the first phase of a two-part project. The second section, due to open in 2026, will link the North Port with its most eastern point. But it's also the first step in a bigger plan for the area, which handles 80% of the country's freight containers and €40 billion worth of trade.
We're building about 15 kilometres of greenways around the port over the next 15 years. We're also going out for tender shortly to start building a greenway from the Eastlink Bridge all the way along East Wall Road up to this greenway, which will give you full connectivity. And then finally on the south side, under the 3FM project, we're planning more greenways in and around the Poolbeg Peninsula. The days for expansion for most ports around Europe have stopped. We're very kind of contained in what we have. The other key element of our master plan is that we expand and allow people to come into the port. We're creating a distributed museum network around the port of our older buildings are repurposed for allowing people to see the history of the port. And then this greenway is designed as well as giving people a chance to get down to the ferry safely. It's also designed for people at the weekends to come out for a run, come out for a walk or come out for a cycle.
And that was Lara Joyce there, the Heritage Director at Dublin Port, ending that cycling journey with our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari. It's 8:15.